This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dear famous Muslim people, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a message to the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with fame and influence. It's a gentle reminder that fame is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also a very big test. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you and made you a famous person for a reason. It's an opportunity for you to reach and inspire countless people around the globe. So always remind yourself of your purpose, why you're doing what you're doing. Dear famous Muslim people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this platform not to simply entertain and be admired, but rather to serve a higher purpose. Your influence is a tool for da'wah, to invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His religion, a means to spread goodness and the teachings of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember that fame is not simply a business making machine. While it's perfectly fine to earn your living through these talents in activities that you're involved in, it's crucial for everyone out there who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with fame to balance what they do with acts of service purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear famous Muslim people, as you set a price tag on your shows, your travels, and your performances, remember also to dedicate time for free events and appearances. These acts of service and generosity will always remind you of why you started your mission in the first place. Da'wah is our duty, not merely a paid job. Charging for what you do is fine, but don't exaggerate and overburden people with your prices. Because wallahi, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, this could spoil your intentions. So let your heart always guide you in serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also your community. Dear famous Muslim people, volunteers are your brothers and your sisters in Islam. They are not your servants, so treat them with respect, kindness, and love. They are not there to serve your every whim at will, but rather they're there to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same thing that you came for. Their dedication for da'wah is a testament to the faith, so they deserve your gratitude and your respect. Dear famous Muslim people, when you leave your home and your family members for your mission, stay focused. No matter how glamorous the invitation might look like, don't let it divert your attention from your main intention, why you traveled and why you have accepted this invitation in the first place. Sometimes you will be invited by leaders of states, and many other times, small organizations will be also hoping that you will show up and accept their invitation. So accept both with humility and never expect the same treatment from each. Dear famous Muslim people, never let the idea of fame occupy your heart and mind. Thinking always of yourself as a famous person might destroy your good deeds. Uwais al-Qarni has a beautiful statement where he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْعَبْدَ النَّقِيَّ التَّقِيَّ الْخَفِيَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servants who are pure, pure-hearted, and have taqwa, God consciousness within them. And also He loves the hidden servant. The same acts of goodness are performed by Him without being noticed by anyone. And I'm not saying that just because you're under the spot, your acts are being spoiled. What I'm saying is that fame should never define you, your characters, or your actions. Dear famous Muslim people, do not ever compete with others who are also likewise working in the field of da'wah. Avoid backbiting, gossiping, and slandering them, and instead promote each other. Pray for one another. Love each other genuinely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Advise each other. Remember, we're one ummah and our strength will always lie in our unity. So, dear famous Muslim people, let us use our influence to make a positive impact on others, to inspire them and to bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fame is gonna go away, and what will remain behind is your legacy. Your legacy of good deeds will certainly last forever. As for the foam of the sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it will vanish, it will go away. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. But as of that which benefits people, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It will remain on earth. It will benefit people for years and generations to come. So, dear famous Muslim people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from nifaq and riya and su'il akhlaq. May Allah protect us from hypocrisy and showing off and ill manners. And may He guide us to use and utilize our gifts, our fame, our influence purely for His sake and wisely so that we may not fall into error. Dear famous Muslim people, I love you for the sake of Allah. Continue what you're doing, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always grant you success in this dunya and the next. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.